We're on the stream. Okay, so this is a meeting of the PNB Programming Committee. It's 5:43 Pacific Coast time. My name is Ken Aaron. I'm currently the chair pro tem.
Why he's looking?
Calling the meeting to order, and we're going to do a roll call.
Yes, go ahead.
So here
and
it goes.
And
we have
a feel on God. Silence is not consent.
Thank you. Con Hallian. Henry Knorr.
Sent to what?
Laura Privet.
To the first Wednesday of the month.
Present.
Thea, would you like to move
okay.
and we do it the first Wednesday of the month?
This is Alex.
Yes, I
just joined
it the first Wednesday of the month.
You may quarrel.
Is there any objection to staying the first Wednesday of the month?
I'm not going to be able to be on for very long. I'll try to get on later.
Thank you, Alex. Just hold on until we finish.
I object because it's obviously not a good day for at least one person who's present right now.
George Ritter.
Here.
And
okay, Liana Lisa Lopez.
We're on the meeting that participated in the meeting last month.
Okay,
obviously
Alex Steinberg.
Already agreed, so we had no need.
Bernard White, Benito Diaz.
Respond.
Okay, Ivan Alchemy.
The email was basically for those people that were not present. So be that as it may, the fact
is
that people did not, those people, did not respond.
We do meet
and so we're no further along than we were at the end of the meeting last time. And we know on top of that that at least one person who is present now can't make it on the first Wednesday. So I would suggest that we go with what Lawrence just proposed and go through the chances again.
This is Ken to
roll call announcements, approve the agenda, elect a chair, secretary
on the
pro tem or permanent.
You can't call the question in the committee,
which we did.
Okay. I recommend we vote on it.
Of membership
I'll speak
on
to
the
it
committee.
Briefly. Again, this
one
is,
or two directors,
not,
two delegates,
we're not setting up when to have a
not
party
on the committee.
To honor somebody's 95th
make
birthday.
Some
we're trying to set
PNB
up a meeting. I believe in democracy,
committee membership.
And if we have a majority of the people
meeting,
on this committee
approve a reset
want to meet
meeting
on
schedule.
The first Wednesday of the month,
summary report
that's
of
adequate.
Work done on the committee
again,
in 2011
will be impossible.
Review and reconsider motion on program councils. Review and reconsider
to,
motion
and
on
a large
fine Spanish language
in the committee. To come up with
consider motion on national programming in line with the recovery plan, implementing an objective program analysis survey, review action items, and adjourn. But it's a very hefty agenda. I don't know that we'd all get along.
It's just life.
But is there anybody who wants to modify that agenda?
You can't watch 16 TV shows at once.
Yes?
You can't eat
burgers.
You've got to pick and choose what you're going to do with.
I was supposed to have
first Wednesday of the month. Is comfortable
an email
people.
Requesting
I think we should go ahead and vote on
that
it.
He there's a lot of
discussion or
I don't know other kind of noises coming in and
we
out
have
of
actual
here.
Work
but anyway
about programming
I
was not
supposed
internal
to have
work
George
this committee but
an email requesting
issues
that he send
not to
all
the committee
members committee,
to the operations
a copy
of
the
so I think we should vote on it
the Spanish language policy that we passed in last year sometime. Well, and let me just say that in order for this committee to
have
the final words
to
be able to
Benito,
make it
are
up
you
to the
talking about one, let me interrupt you a second. Benito,
people,
are you talking about the agenda now?
Said, yeah. Well, there were people
you
who
want
were,
to change
for
the
whatever
agenda?
Reasons, were not
I'm
able
I'm responding
to like
your
showing
you
up last
month.
If anybody wanted to
and there are people
amend the agenda today,
right,
and one person at least
that's
here today can't do
it. What is it you want to change?
You know, why is that so difficult?
Point of
I appreciate it. First of all,
yeah,
I appreciate it if you
who
let me
the
speak
who's here
in my own manner.
Can't be here in the future,
okay,
and why
try
not?
To, try to be, get
that's
it
me.
Done in a like
I can't be
seconds.
Here because I'm
go
chairing
ahead.
A meeting on the first Wednesdays of the month.
Can
I'll
you
do
change
my best.
I might be able to.
Why don't we... Why don't you try doing that?
As
I
was saying,
suggest some other days, and we see if there's any possibility for those
I
days.
I was supposed to send George email request.
Okay, Wesley, I'm going to suggest some other days.
He send everyone on the committee.
Okay. I see that the...
Copy of the motion, the Spanish language policy motion that was passed and sometime last year.
June,
and the final version of the three motions that the committee passed last year.
This is Leanna.
For a number of reasons, I never got a chance to do that.
Never mind, getting my days confused.
And so we might as well take off. I'm suggesting that we take off those three items from today's agenda and just put it for next time at night.
Okay, thank you, Benito. There's only one item that says review or reconsider motion on modified Spanish language policy.
At 6 o'clock, and this is at 8:30.
Is that what you're asking to remove?
Oh, so I could make it back. I retract. I don't have it in front of me.
It's a problem for me because I do prison work and.
Well, there were four documents that I was supposed to ask you to send out, but on your agenda, your draft agenda, there are three items.
I see. Okay.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Program councils, the motion on Spanish language, and the motion on the national program.
Tonight at my radio show.
Precisely.
Okay. Thanks.
So I'm suggesting that they be. Table till next time, and that we ask George in the meantime to send us the documents, for next time.
Okay, thank you.
So those are four documents.
Okay, we got it, Benito. Thank you. Does anybody object to removing those items from the agenda?
July, they're all open.
Okay, any other changes to the agenda?
Yeah, this is George. We have time limits on the various things. I'd like to take them off. Jimmy, you're not supposed to put a limit on speaking, and we have
right now. I'm a management sergeant of
sort of rule
meeting
when the
local
and vote
as well,
and they conflict with each other.
Committee meeting,
and
I'm not really doing of any service
with the first,
to either committee. So
with the first version
I'm
of Robert's rules, which is that we allow
Fridays
discussion to continue on the committee until such time as people feel like it's time to take a vote, rather than try to set limits. Have to worry about extending limits or not extending limits and so on. So that's my suggestion is to leave the agenda.
That,
see that type of
actually. Okay, got that. Anybody have any comment, agreement, or disagreement about removing the time limits on the agenda items?
Pretty much indefinitely.
This is Lucia. I think that the time limits are a good idea,
Fridays are going to be almost impossible
for those
of
us on the East Coast, so that we don't wind up sitting on Tulsa until midnight. We can always. Extend time when necessary.
Would it be 5:30?
By the way, while I'm chair, if you want to speak, just say your name and I'll put you on a queue and you'll all talk. Go ahead.
Okay, Lawrence.
Oh, I didn't hear anybody couldn't make it.
I'm not getting your name.
I'm okay with Lawrence. Lawrence.
Oh, Lawrence. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I have here.
Okay,
I
don't object to what Ophelia is saying in terms of not removing the time limit.
Monday,
I would like to set the time
certain
that we
had this meeting.
Insert to agenda.
Right. Anybody else want to speak to it?
George.
Anybody want to speak to that?
Just a point of clarification.
Go ahead, Benito.
That was Lucia, right? I agree, basically.
So
you know which time
Mondays
are helpful, but I think that we should... be flexible.
Because
you know, last year, George was very, I guess the best word is flexible.
Would that
in
be
terms
true with
of allowing the discussion to take place until we finally reach a conclusion,
Monday,
which I think is much more important than observing
some
artificial time limits.
Okay, thank you.
So if we can maybe, half and half.
And they can change
so, the important
schedule,
thing is that, like George said, that we reach a conclusion.
Okay, thank you.
And use the time limit as a guide, but not as a strict, get your head chopped off when the 20 minutes
I'm available.
Okay, thank you very much. Anybody else about dropping a time limit?
Wednesday of the month because they
have George is back.
Yeah, go ahead, George.
They haven't come up with a conflict at this
anybody
point.
Anybody else about dropping the time limits? Still trying to get through the agenda. Anybody else speaking on that? Otherwise, we'll just go to a vote. George, I don't think we can take a second round on it. There's too much time on the agenda. Does anybody object to
what about a Saturday
getting rid
morning?
Of the time limits and setting a time certain to adjourn?
That is totally out.
Okay. There's no objection. I'm going to set a time certain to adjourn as 8 p.m. Pacific Coast time, 11 p.m. East Coast time. That's a time certain. We will end the meeting. And there are no time limits, although the times listed on the agenda will be a guide. But we will not end discussion on the topic.
If it's the first Wednesday, I'll try to change by...
Other than that, remove the items, review motions. We've
Monday, perhaps, if
taken off the time limits
and work around it.
And we've added a time certain to adjourn. Is there any
objection
to accepting the agenda as amended?
Okay. There are only two choices.
Who is that?
What I propose is
okay,
we take a vote on...
And
let's do the first Wednesday first.
I object,
if there's a majority for the first Wednesday, that'll be the date that it happens. It'll be on the second
okay,
Monday.
Okay, 10:30 New York time. So that's
an
amendment. Anybody object to making it 10:30 to adjourn time certain? Okay, there's no objection to that. So anybody object to accepting the amended agenda? Okay, the agenda is accepted.
Yeah,
we move forward with the agenda.
Okay, would you
call the call to order and the roll call?
I did skip
the announcements. I'm going to go back on that.
Wednesday of each month.
Are there any announcements?
So a yes is the first Wednesday, and a no is the second Monday, basically.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Very good.
I'll see you on
Gaza.
Not an announcement,
so I might be out of order.
I don't believe Con Hallian or Henry North.
If you're not calling something out of order, let's go ahead, because the next item on this is to elect a chair and a secretary pro tem.
I'll vote yes.
Before we do
Laura,
if you could, I would like to see if you could read through the names of the people that are present so we can all be clear.
Wait, you were both talking at the same time.
You mean review who was present on
the
roll call?
First Wednesday.
Yeah, today.
That was for the second Monday.
All right, I'm just going to read them. Afia Wangaza,
okay.
Ali Alexa, Ankane, Ataram, Ken Aaron, Lawrence Reyes, George Ritter, a writer. I never get that straight,
Ken
George,
Aaron,
I'm sorry.
Lawrence Reyes,
Bassoon, Alex Steinberg, Ito,
okay.
Michelle,
Margie Murray,
Alex May, not be able to,
George,
he may be coming and going.
I vote no.
Those are the...
Okay.
Liana, at this point, I'd like to elect a chair pro tem.
Luke Jones.
And I would make a recommendation we get a chair pro tem, a secretary pro tem.
Okay, Alex
to follow
Steinberg,
through the rest of this meeting
Bernard
and
White,
elect
Benito
the chair
Diaz,
the next meeting.
No.
After we finalize
Ivan
who's on the committee and all of that.
Michelle Smith.
So does anybody object
Tony
to
Norman
electing a chair pro tem
okay, we have
not
four
a permanent
yes,
chair?
Six, no.
Okay, so that's the second
can you give a reason?
Second Monday.
Okay.
All right, but I'm not the
secretary. The only reason I have is to allow the committee to go through its first three meetings, and then the third meeting.
Okay.
If somebody objects, that's fine. We can vote on it. I'm just making that as a motion.
Back to the agenda.
Does anybody object to having a pro tem chair?
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
Did the last meeting make quorum?
I think we did.
Okay.
5, 6, 7.
I got it back. Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's 10.
But there was a
remember
question about.
Remember, we worked on the committee in 2011. That's
Deanna
for me.
Lopez.
Who was actually on the committee at that point, and so therefore it was.
They had already discussed.
Because I think we based it on
the issue around Spanish language
members,
and had come up with a motion, which. I never actually got to the floor of the PNB.
Ken.
Go ahead, George.
I believe we have the motion on the legal group somewhere.
All right, everybody hold it. George is speaking.
But I wasn't there, so I don't know
just
the exact substance of it.
There was a motion
question because
it came
on the floor
of
the PNB about Spanish language programming.
Then
that carried, and
the chairperson
that needs to send a note out to the people who missed them both. After that,
and if they don't show up at the next meeting,
other subject, which was actually on the floor when I left the committee, joined
okay,
the committee
well, that's
and became
but
the
at
chair.
At this point, we're discussing
the question about
who we're going to elect as a chair pro tem or chair permanent.
Motion forward
anybody
to the
object
PNB
to electing
after
a chair
I think
pro
five
tem? That means just at this meeting.
Discussing
and put off
what
the
that should look like.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
George, so
essentially, the TMB would require that the B program counsel that there was some procedures for putting people on the program councils from
various
constituencies.
We're on the subject, electing a chair pro tem or a permanent chair. We can. I will add.
Program council would be advisory to the program director.
Qualification and dismissal from the committee after that.
Real
requirement
that the program director
have
with regard to the program council
pro tem or permanent.
Before
we go into other
over a decision,
so let's
that
just
the program
stick to that topic,
would,
because otherwise we could
the,
go all over the map. So does anybody object to electing a chair pro tem
reasons for why he disagrees
rather
with the program
than permanent?
There were some other details to it as well, but that will be forwarded to you all by the next meeting. So
whoever's speaking,
to look at it
I can't understand.
Will be
you.
On the agenda next.
Okay,
next time
like
to reconsider that.
Okay, I think that person is speaking off. All right, so there's no objection. So I'm going to elect
we,
a chair pro tem for this meeting. Do we have nominations for chair?
That's most of the rest of the meetings. At the last meeting, we had several motions passed.
Off on
one of them,
Ken.
Yes, go ahead.
My recollection is a little weak here. One of them for sure
I want to nominate George.
The motion
okay.
that had been passed though a year and a half before. That was actually my motion.
The nominations for chair
event,
pro tem.
National programming. And that
yes,
basically
I nominate,
said we should
I nominate
reach out to make
I
it possible for progressive organizations
today.
In the country who are, or
but,
organizations in the country
fine.
Who are putting on something that we think should be heard nationwide to be a special event where people
okay,
could speak
if it's okay,
and at their particular event
I
to
would,
be heard throughout
George,
the country.
George, do you accept the nomination?
On the air.
Okay.
We
if
also
it's okay with the group, I appreciate
you
statement,
remind me about this. I think we discussed going back
find,
and reconsidering.
And that leaves George as the chair
sure we,
pro tem for this meeting.
Whether we had a motion. But there was considerable
is there any,
happiness
last call, any other nominations
passed by the PNB. And it was not
okay,
the policy
then George
on Spanish
is now the chair pro tem.
And it was specifically about
and,
the,
he can take
sort of
over the meeting. Before I hand
it
over, George, do you have the minutes from the last meeting?
And I believe we passed the motion
I don't.
To the effect
the
that, that should be reconsidered.
I'm going
to
send it right now. And to make sure you have
I feel like I'm forgetting one.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and now let's all recognize and give him a little applause here.
What we said.
George is now the chair.
I agree with
you.
Your
recollection.
What we said at the last meeting, we passed the motion that essentially repeated the original.
Is anyone willing to do it?
Committee recommendation to the PMB that it never considered, which is precisely that before any kind of anything is implemented.
Still want to take make a record and take minutes. Anybody willing to do it?
Want to go to church?
Yeah. What's your goal there?
Yeah. How do I do
that? And you did it last time. Would you be willing to do it again?
To not discuss this, not to go into any discussion in regards to that motion and the packet of motions.
Ken, would you want to do it again?
The packet?
Can I be heard? But there is an item on the agenda where I was supposed to report back on what had been done, and this was what had been done.
Yes, Ken,
so
Ken.
I think Benito was speaking to
all right, well,
correcting
no
what I said about
it,
what had been done.
I'll
is
do
that
too.
Correct, Benito?
Well,
okay,
I don't really want to correct what you said. I think what you said is correct.
See, the next item
I
is
just
adding clarification of membership on the committee. Yeah. Okay, we'll finish what you were going to say. In any case,
yeah. Benito?
Yeah.
I keep on hearing all these. Someone's not muted, but this one simply stated that in order to implement
okay.
the policy
like
that was passed,
It sounds clear now. I don't have any background
programming
at all.
Committee and the PMB in general needs to do some studies.
As far as
demographic,
I can tell,
you know, about demographic data,
on KPFE,
et cetera, et cetera.
That's what people are supposed
market.
To send their names when
okay.
the LSB appoints them, and that's
and
where the PMB
instructs
and you remember it. So I think
yeah, there
that's
three.
The list.
There
I don't
three.
Think that
one was the, what I just said about Spanish language
right
programming.
Really
the other one was, as you said,
as far as
about the national programming,
the
and the third
oh,
one
is
was
there,
the program.
Is there any
count.
Objection to that interpretation? Oh, okay.
There's
okay.
just three.
I thought there was one extra, but okay.
Well,
hearing
that,
so that's
we
basically
are.
What we did. Are there any questions about that?
It says make sure PMB.
George.
Yes. Okay, well, hearing none, the next item on the agenda, we put off 11, 12,
yeah,
and 13
I mentioned earlier that I,
for next,
I think
for next
Tony Norman from PFW is a,
was,
I think that's a mistake,
an objective
and I'll,
program analysis
make, I'll make sure I talk
to
him
put that
and
on
find
agenda,
out.
Speak to, have him send an email to John and John Almella and ask him to take his name off.
To who?
John
I distributed
Almella.
It to everybody.
He
the key
that
issue here is
the is his one
me,
of his emails.
Speak my heart.
So if he's getting the PN, if he's getting the programming
of
committee
or any
now,
committee,
can,
I think we have
due
diligence
to
become educated in the subject and evaluate things objectively rather than to walk in with our personal life experience.
Somebody's doing something right now with Tony.
Useful. But if we're talking about programming, I think we should know through background research on what's good radio, what works with radio,
and
what works on the internet, and so forth, not just radio programs we like. So we should read articles about it and so forth. In regards to fulfilling
the
obligation of monitoring the programs to see whether or not they comport with the mission statement, rather than doing it on the basis of whether or not we agree with what's being broadcast, or we like the content because
the
it agrees with our political viewpoint,
I can presumably
or
send an email to everybody on
viewpoint.
That list.
We should analyze the program objectively,
we can send attachments,
which is
now
to say, what language is it in, what time of day
sure
is it on, how many
it,
times
it,
a month
it,
does it appear, is it getting any grants or funding, how does it do
so
in fundraising,
store,
how does it do in arbitrage
there,
if available, how many guests
there
are on, how many male guests, how many female guests,
on it.
How many
I
guests of different ethnicities. In other words, inarguable facts rather than opinions.
Otis, are you there?
I don't think there's any value in somebody evaluating a program and saying, well,
I
like
not
it because
so,
it's left of center, or I don't like it because I consider it right of center. If somebody wants to come on and criticize a program and say 98% of guests are white
emails.
Males who used to work in the military
I
or for the government,
them.
That's a valid statement. But not just to
but
say
I
don't
you
like
know,
the guests.
Got their own
so
emails.
This is hard work. And it's too much work to get done.
The
it's
document
a question of
thing
how
is always there.
Members of
the
committee
the
want to participate in doing the evaluations. I prepared
forever.
A spreadsheet that I distributed to
so
the members
if,
of this committee
if we send it, if
that
we send the
facilitates
document,
or makes it easier
to
do that. I listed the programs. I'm pretty sure the one I sent out was
a
sample of
the
KPFK
does
program.
Does it get stored somewhere where we can
and then
see
you
can
no,
sign
but,
it say what kind of a program is
separately.
This music?
There's
is
a system for exchanging documents. It's just the way it works in the office.
I always forget
but
that.
I didn't
you know,
there's a way to do that
public affairs.
Is
it health? Is it news? What is what kind of a program?
My suggestion
is, and then we can also use that kind of
this list,
objective analysis, to evaluate the station whether or not the station is comporting again with the mission station, with the mission statement,
that
to see whether or not we are broadcasting
concerts
or you know making the facilities available to people in different fields of the arts. And whether or not
and
it's
so
in some way servicing
the
community
what does the rest of the
based
community
on
think
objective
about that?
Standards.
How do we want to communicate with each other?
So, I mean, it's
the,
I have hope
that have been created
the management
the
to implement
the Yahoo group
so
that
the programmers, the general manager,
the
program director would compel the programmers to report
can you explain
in a log.
What the difference is,
I
thought
I
was thinking
these people
that the Yahoo Group was a listserv. What is this other
membership
significant
management
thing?
To report
I didn't get
what
it.
The donations were and
oh,
so
I don't understand.
But in without objective data, we're all flying
Otis,
on
could you explain
the basis
it?
Of our own personal opinion. Based on what we happen
to the list is generated by the whole
without
system.
Doing
there's
a
whole
global
system
evaluation
Benito,
of all the programming on the station
keeps track
so
of everybody who's on committees
the programmers
and it sends out the reminder
whatever
emails
reasons they failed to do it
and all of that is done
I think that
know,
the programming committee
thing.
Could take
and
it on
also
as a task.
Has a list
and
I just sent out
or get the LSB to cooperate.
List of all the members
start
to
say,
the programming,
like the programming oversight committee
the
at
the
LSB.
Talking about,
all right,
also
everybody
volunteer
to listen to five
list,
shows for 3 weeks
list
and keep a log of objective standards
soon to become Pacific.
Of how many errors were made, or whether or not the guy
essentially that's a listserv
referring to
well.
Other websites, whether or not how
is,
many guests were interviewed, what subject.
It's a listserv that's it's
like
so
any other
listserv. Well, it's limited
to
the members
to
of the committee.
To
only the members of the committee
the
can post
statement.
To it, and only the members
that's
of the committee can read it.
That's a major part of what we're supposed to be doing.
And, you know,
not
when you
recommending
go in, when you're in the system receiving reminders
the programming
and so forth,
to see if it aligns with
the
mission statement.
The
second part to see that there's a fair and reasonable method of deciding
right.
what programs go on and changes. The other part of that obligation.
And there's another email you're going to get with a login so that you can log in to the system and you can post documents.
Not subjectively.
There's another thing where you can post documents and they're shared among the members
about what
of the
we
committee,
stand for and all of this stuff.
You know, to
but
post
looking at
the
so this
that's,
is Leanna.
That's my motivation.
Would
for
you,
this.
Could we transfer the files from last
Leanna,
year onto that new group?
Yeah, somebody's just got to do it.
I'm Keenan.
Wesley. I'm Keenan. Okay. Wesley. Anybody else? Okay. Leanna.
So I just had a question. Are there standards that have already been set? I know you're referring to, like, what people, what funding, how they get on Fund Drive. Are there already a set,
yeah, I do.
Set of standards that we would evaluate
that,
upon, or is this what we need to create?
There's,
I can answer
there probably
that.
Won't be any access to,
yeah, please,
to the
okay. There's in the
works,
records.
I think that's
national management is working on developing broadcast standards.
I'm sorry, if you what's the problem?
There's nothing set as fixed policy
there won't be
for Pacifica.
There won't
other than what's
be
stated in the bylaws.
To,
there are certainly on the internet
the
journalistic standards
and from the,
that you
the
can
previous
go search and find
committee.
Different standards. They're not legal standards.
If we
they're
go
moral
with the listener, and transfers them up.
There's no longer a fairness doctrine,
yeah.
So we're not bound
and
by
I,
that.
I don't
we are bound, and this is very
understand why the whatever problem
to,
you had can't be it just
report,
can't be fixed.
Not to
since nobody's
recommend
going to transfer
voting
the
for any candidate
from
or
the
legislation.
Previous year.
So if one was monitoring
well,
or auditing
I'll
a program and they heard the host say, and I think you should vote for JoJo because he's the best hope we
get on
and so forth. That's electioneering and that's illegal.
I'm inclined to
but
do it because
apart
I always
from
had
that,
problems with
I'm not looking at standards. I'm not
finding them,
about
having
standards.
Access to them.
I'm just talking about objective
passwords
reality.
That don't work.
That's what
and
I'm
so
talking
on.
About.
When you
maybe
get on
this
it, it
committee
works,
could
fine.
Come up. I made a suggestion about what to look
and
like.
I kind of like
but
the,
I
when did you
internal
that?
Structure. Just finish this
so that's my sense of why you go with
the kind of thing
the stuff that's been put together.
Fairness and accuracy in reporting. What are the objective realities
all
you can report
place, so
about
speak.
A program?
And
I'm not saying good or bad or right or wrong. I'm just saying objective.
Access will be guaranteed.
So
everybody will get
question
a,
is no. They're on
in their mailbox. A,
and
when did you send that? A password.
No.
But it's up to you all.
I sent it with the minutes and everything last night.
Anybody else
want
to speak to
it?
Whether we should.
Also,
it's with minutes that you just sent out?
No.
I, this is Leanna. I think having it on
the
KPFT or soon to be Pacifica.org makes sense.
On March 7th. Okay.
Send it again.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah, I don't.
My own resignation was with regard
to
transferring the records and that you're volunteering to do that. I'm satisfied.
Just recently, the National Latino Policy Institute. Won a lawsuit against Albatron for its the way they.
And I'll keep it open. I mean, so we can go back and
Latino and
African American
people
that way, but
and other people of color.
For the moment,
they
won
$500,000 lawsuit.
You
so
all have
I
just gotten an email from Otis, which is
you know,
essentially the information that's on the list with everybody's email
Albatron.
Address, as well as a
using the Albatron service. To you know, survey
okay,
or evaluate program.
Let's move on to the next item on the agenda.
That's it.
On Kina?
I think the committee should look at that too, as well. So,
George?
And if nobody got a copy of the settlement, I'll be more than happy to forward to you.
Membership and whether the first meeting was a...
Send
it to the list. I think we should, Lawrence. Say what you want to say about that.
I don't know who I'm on the list, but I'll send it to
George.
The question that I have for you was whether a meeting that doesn't inform those people who were absent, are they still counted as absent?
Lawrence said one of the things I wanted to say about
that. I don't
think
so.
I think you have to make quorum in order
to count
as being absent.
Really, definitely has to be objective.
George.
One of the conflicts we have in Pacifica is over programming.
I guess, in the sense of what I said at the beginning of the meeting.
In alignment with our ideology.
At the last meeting, we just, or maybe
their,
I didn't say it, I'm sorry. At the last meeting, we decided to go ahead with the meeting.
Producing for 6 years now.
Since we had a number of folks here, and we weren't clear what the quorum would be. Because we weren't clear on who the members of the committee were. And so for that same reason, you know, I think that we should not, like Lawrence was saying, we should not include, you know, hold it against anybody for not being at the first meeting.
But there are other things that are really,
not count.
Presence
or absence,
you know,
towards
much
the three strikes you're
out. That's all I want to say.
Anybody else want to speak to that? I think that's what we need to do. I think sort of Robert's rules makes it pretty clear that if you miss the meeting which didn't have quorum, it's like the meeting didn't occur.
But it's not. But in this case, it's not an issue of whether we did or did not. Meet quorum.
I believe
what
that,
we said was that we did not have the means with which
to
determine whether or not we had a quorum.
Each individual program council evaluates
what
the program
is that,
at their station
for the people
with
who
criteria.
I just send them an email and say it reminded you missed
both
meetings of the program committee. Please show up at the next one.
The
you're not
executive
off in any case, but
put forward
if you don't want to be there, also let us know
into
so we don't miss quorum.
Agreement. And I believe that before we start trying to analyze individual programs,
if it is
mostly
the
work
for
this
is there objection to doing
and
that?
I don't think we'll ever get anything done. I think
hearing
we should put this
again,
into a programming
council
agreement
time,
and let them do the work.
Email,
thank
so
you.
That doesn't count against me, right?
Anyone else want
no,
to speak to this?
No, it's not going
to
count against anybody,
George.
I think is the consensus.
You don't get it?
First of all,
I'll send them an email and say,
well,
I agree.
But
do you want to?
Ken's,
if you don't, let us know.
Objective with this, if I understand it.
Okay, well, the next item is approving minutes.
Number two,
meeting.
I agree
Ken, you said you
with
sent out
Lawrence's
just a little while ago,
statement
right?
about the Arbitron suit.
I'm sorry, I sent them to you a little while ago. I believe I sent them
and,
last week to everybody.
And someone else spoke to that as well. And,
those,
and three,
right now. I can,
this
I've
is
got
just basic, a question to Ken. You know, I'm glad that now that, let me just say that I looked at the instrument that you sent out, Ken, and I could see some of it, and I couldn't see other parts, because I just don't know how to, computer, internet illiterate more than anything, and I don't know if there's another way that the full document can be sent out and be read.
I just couldn't see the whole thing.
Or I had the feeling that I wasn't seeing the whole document. But those that part that I did
see,
it seemed like pretty objective. Categories. Which I thought
we're
was
try
good.
Out the list right now.
I do think that, of course, it has to be adapted to each station. But let me make sure I understand. Ken, I think if I heard you properly, were saying that whoever ends up doing
the
evaluation would be evaluating these programs.
Yes, I'll answer it when I come back on the stand.
Yeah, well, that was my question.
Go ahead and answer that, Ken.
Okay, the implementation of this, it's great for us to come up with work to get done. The important thing is getting the work done. Not, too many cooks, not enough, what is it? Too many chiefs, not enough Indians. You know, too many cooks.
Okay, it just went out.
We can sit here and chat about it, but the point
is, you should get it in a moment.
To get a tool that's implemented, like right now, if I were to survey the people on this call and say, how many hours of poetry does your station broadcast? How many hours of local community programming? Nobody knows, because we don't stay up and listen all night, and that includes the general manager or the program director. We have to start to staticize and become educated about what we're doing. You know, the guy who does poetry, he'll know.
Okay,
but
got
he won't
him.
Know
thanks.
How many
hey,
shows we have about religion, or how many religious shows we have or don't
okay.
have, or atheist
that's
shows.
Successful.
So it's a question of getting the data out, transparent.
Who said that?
And
I said that.
So I'm just making
the
suggestions. I agree with Benito and Lawrence and everybody
yeah,
else. Navitron has been found
you
your name rather than misrepresenting
I got that
a minority
okay.
audiences because they switched that, yeah. over to a thing called personal people meters. But nobody's
okay,
challenged
so,
that they are
this is
properly evaluating the entitled white class of people who have cell phones. So there's still value
okay.
for evaluating that. But they do discriminate against minorities who don't have cell phones, who don't
okay.
have PPMs. Anyhow, the point is, I just came
stuff,
up with these. I'm just trying to get it done.
Let me send it
it's
to
not
you
a question of what we want
okay.
done. It's a question of what can we get people to do. That's the question. Who's going to do the work? That's the important thing. How do we get it implemented?
This will take a moment.
And can I take it part of your suggestion is that this committee do the work?
I'm going to...
Or do the work of getting other people to do the work, not just sending off a memo and saying, wash my car and feed the dog. You know, we've got to compel management at the local stations. I spend time doing that. I get reports out of management by nagging and persistent and trying to be as polite as I can. But, you know, in the absence of that kind of harassment, it's hard to get data out of management. If you're associated with a station, you know that, but that's true. And so you have to compel them to do this.
Anybody else?
Nobody wants to do more work, but the point is, it's to me, it's completely, if I was a manager, I'd say, if you want to have this show, you're going to send me, I would try to build an interface on the Internet that made it easier for the programmers. But the programmer should be reporting who was on the show. Who are the? Give me the names of the guests.
Okay, I just sent
whether
them to
a minority or not, a certain amount of information I could get about it. What topics were discussed? What songs were played? They do have to keep a log of what songs were played for Sound Exchange. But I'm just saying that you have to accumulate data to do proper analysis and
well,
management.
Right,
you can't just do it on hearsay, cronyism, and what you think and what the weather is. We might as well just dissolve the PNB and go hire an astrologist.
George,
going through the,
yes,
through the dark,
yeah,
based on
I have
personal opinions.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
George, should I start?
Need again.
Yeah,
Henry, you got
again. I fully agree with with Ken's intent. I would simply
to tell you.
Say that I think we number
go
one,
ahead, don't,
and
don't
I worry. Also agree
okay, go ahead,
with what Ken just
okay,
said.
So
point number
about
three,
the
bottom line
agenda
is discussed
people
and set without objection. Who needs to
it may be that's
this,
the current wording.
It may be I misunderstood.
Maybe that's what we need to say
incorrectly.
But
I interpret
but I would
that
say
to say that. There
I'm
was
a little concerned.
There was an agenda, and we
not
discussed
that,
it and
well,
said it.
I just want, let me say,
I would like
in
to
fact,
make sure
there was
no
that
whatever instrument
agenda.
I think what happened was that both Ken and I
that it is
made
that we
designed in such a way that
for an agenda.
Is cognizant.
So I would, based on all that, I would just
propose
a statement
to change
the wording to say.
And maybe I'm
going to
vote
and
set
the
I can really, I don't, I'm assuming
objection.
That each station has its own mission.
Is there any objection
I know that
to
PFW
the
does. And so when I compare
okay.
the
not.
Pacifica
give me a moment to change that.
And the PFW mission statements, although there's nothing in the PFW mission that is contrary to what the Pacifica
okay. any other
statement
yeah,
says. Number
so
five, Pacific, Benito again. You know, so I want to make sure,
currently
you know, like,
read,
for instance, the
report
what
program
jumped out at
me, for instance,
was when Ken
talked
about
the meeting
or mentioned Then under that it says none.
But I know
no
that
committee reports or motions were presented.
This statement emphasizes that a whole lot more
comment
than we
would
do.
Be that although that is factually
correct,
you know, although we're not excluding poetry
at all, but
my interpretation
is
that
one station
might emphasize more kind of programming more than
the
other.
Committee had no motion.
Anybody
who
hasn't spoken would like to speak.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
Okay, I want to speak.
I'm agreeing with you.
And so I would just
I think
propose,
the sense of getting as much objective data as you can
reword it to
is
say
a good thing.
That
committee
reports
and
motions
sort of putting the finger on where the problem is, which is not coming up with things that we need to have done, but figuring out a way to make it happen is also a good thing. We have, for instance, all programs
are
supposed to sign a sheet
lines,
when you
yeah.
leave the
about
the
committee
room,
report
which
presented.
Lists your guests and what you talked about, and
but not acted
did
on.
Did you make any
papers
on the air and
okay.
stuff like that?
That
I don't know. My guess is probably one in five programmers actually does it, and I've you know. So there's part of the problem is somehow connecting with management that we're serious
okay.
about this. We
any
are after all.
You?
Yeah.
Through the PNB,
number six,
really responsible for managing the network.
Six.
But beyond that, I think there's
can
more to what Ken has been sort of discussing.
It says
sort of
set a procedure for setting
views.
Regular date and
I think
time of committee
critical.
Meetings.
I don't think you can. Most I don't think you can
without
possibly
objection to send an email with
do away with
the date
that component
the first Tuesdays of each
the
month, allowing for
of
acceptance
shows.
Or suggestion of an alternative.
So,
people for email.
Seems to me
the only change. And
we need
Lawrence
a process for having that happen. That was one of the reasons that we suggested
the
program council at a place
that,
where when there are conflicts over what should be on the air, at least the program director has
Wednesday.
To come up with
yeah,
the,
Wednesday
the body
Tuesday.
Of people who are interested
I
in the station and say why
in
they're doing what they're
of,
doing. So at
yeah,
least
okay,
the conversation
so the
can be had
under six.
Where those kinds of
the first Wednesday of each month?
Yeah,
political views can be
date.
Aired, and you know what do you think?
And we were suggesting. Well, I was just going to read the actual wording
of
the motion
data.
That was passed.
So
I suggest that we include
I'm
it in
sympathetic
the
to what Wesley said about.
Okay,
yeah,
would
you do this? We should ask
the
B program councils and the program councils get this kind of information and sort of insist that they somehow manage to make it happen. So
the chair pro
tem
should
sense. Send
out
of time. We have two more minutes. My suggestion is we put this first on the agenda
calendar.
For the next meeting and continue the conversation.
And ask each committee member to respond
is that acceptable to you?
With the date, time, she or he is available.
A motion or a resolution yet.
And we will then select a date, time agreeable to the largest majority.
And then the rest. So.
But
that
I can send
that
to you, George. Yeah.
We'll put the rest of the agenda on the next meeting that was taken off there.
That was my motion,
items.
And it was
so
passed.
So I promise. Okay, I will go transfer the.
Let me say this. That was my original motion. What was passed was
that people had
and in addition to that, we also added. That tentatively we proposed the first Wednesday. And
you know,
we said that the next meeting would be the first Wednesday of April. Well, the three that our committee came up with, but
does
also
does anybody
the
have an issue
PNB
with the
passed.
First Wednesday? This is Leanna. The first.
Yeah,
Wednesday?
I do.
Point of
I chair.
This is Ken, with a point of information, exactly what
okay.
date
just
of
just wondering.
The next
I wasn't at the last meeting, so I apologize.
It's the second Monday in May. So did that actually go out? Did that email
whenever
actually
that
go
is.
Out?
Just a moment.
Ken sent out something to that.
And that would be
those exact words, but yeah.
That would be the 14th, yes.
Okay.
And in fact, it's
so that's,
included... Ken, you can
now.
Speak to this. I think you included it in the same email.
Okay.
That's got the minutes on it. Well, email.
More like 5 weeks from now.
Yeah, this is Ken.
George.
Well, that's correct. However, we're not discussing
else,
that now. We're just discussing the minutes.
Anybody else has to do with it. Yeah.
George.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, could the you
point
then,
is
I
that,
didn't really
understand
we
about
George
asked
that question
that we're going to
did that email ever go
transfer
out?
Transfer everything
to
I'm assuming
that
he sent it out. has to log into it or something.
If everybody would just follow through on that, I
make
I
ourselves members of the
put an X to the right box and the information.
We'll have to set up a permanent
date. You can write now.
For now,
send anything to the committee.
It's
Progress, P-R-O-G-L-I-S-T, at KPSES.org.
Let's see.
Was it supposed to do that over the Internet, or was it supposed to do that at this meeting that we were going to set a permanent date?
P-R-O-G-L-I-S-T.
We were going to set a permanent date, but based on people responding.
At KPSES.org.
Yeah, go ahead.
And if anybody, you know, who's been here on the committee didn't get the emails that I sent out that way.
After approving the minutes.
Please let me know. Everybody who's on the list that was here.
Let's move on then.
If you send anything to that list, everybody gets it. So, so that should be sort of a fail-safe way of communicating.
Okay, so now we know what's
happening. And I will see to it that
anything
in terms of logging on,
I'll just send you the copy
of
the.
Okay.
What we passed. But
anything else that anybody promised to do?
Does anybody else have any changes to the minutes?
I'm going to. Yeah, I have one more. The exact wording.
Yes.
On number eight, the motion I was speaking to earlier, in terms of minutes. I can't get this machine to move.
Anything else?
One last thing.
Yeah.
When the minutes are distributed before the meeting. If you want any changes, whoever the secretary
number eight,
sends
action
it to
items.
The secretary so they can be done and redistributed and it can be passed by consent.
Okay.
Let
me say that I think
under
that
A it says that
Benito
will get George
Riley
to distribute the original Spanish language motion that was passed by the PNC and the three motions passed by the committee in 2011 on the Program Council, Spanish language programming, and the National Special Events. I was just going to request.
At time,
that
certain.
We add
thank you all
before
for
the word.
See you on the 14th of
the
May.
Three motions passed
you,
by the committee.
Okay.
Before that, just simply put or add the final version.
Okay.
Or the final version of.
That's correct. Lawrence. Okay, hearing none.
Lawrence.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry. I don't think I'm objecting. I'm just wondering if this is not going to be put, so it's not going to be discussed tonight, pending on us getting those motions for our edification for those like myself who were not on the committee last year.
Right, that's exactly we.
We had the agenda, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other changes to the agenda? To the minutes. Okay. Going once?
Oh, yeah, one last thing. On number 13. Again, if I can get this thing to move. It was not actually a number. It was under the agenda for the next meeting. Point number 13. It says, review and reconsider motion on national programming in line with the recovery plan. And I would just take out or delete the words in line with recovery plan and... Let me just explain. I'm not trying to argue for or against the recovery plan. But my motion was simply that we reconsider the motion that the committee passed. Reconsider the motion that the committee passed in December. I think it makes sense.
10 to the stack.
Yeah, okay. Finish what you're saying, Benito.
I think it makes sense that we would do that in light of the recovery plan, given that there is one, and obviously Ken feels that it, you know, impacts, you know, what we're going to do. So I'm not arguing against that. All I'm saying is, for purposes of the agenda, you know, that's what I had proposed.
Ken? Ken?
Yes, it's my recollection that might have been what Benito proposed, but there were other people in the meeting, and that proposal to add that to the agenda was modified during the meeting. So he may have proposed it, but it was amended. And I just want to make one other statement here that's significant. I think we've spent about a half hour at least going over corrections to the minutes. Now, I know when I distributed the minutes, and any time I'm secretary, I always include, please send corrections or updates to the secretary. I think it's very inefficient to take the time of 10 people sitting on a committee to go through a verbal challenge or correction to the minutes. They should be sent to the secretary ahead of time so that they can be approved in consent is what it's called. We've just spent a half hour times 10. What's that? Half hour times 10 is 5
hours. No, I totally agree with that.
I agree, too.
Okay. And the changes were, there's no point. It's not significant. It's not like it was a major change. It's like little points of finesse, this, that. So it's. Please, next time you get minutes from any committee, if you don't have the time to correct them, then do it later. Don't take up the whole committee's time. Thank you.
George.
Nito.
Ken's point about spending the time here is well taken, and so I apologize. I should have done it beforehand. I didn't get a chance to do it. I would say with regard to this point, the point about in line with the recovering plan, what happened, well, let's just say that there was no agreement or no discussion, much less a decision, on anything with regards to that. I made a proposal, and I remember that Ken changed the wording of my proposal, and for whatever reasons, we didn't get to discuss it. But there was no vote or discussion.
Okay, so, Ken, would you be all right with us removing in line with the recovery plan? It's not exactly your choice, but let's begin there.
I think this will not cause the downfall of Pacifica either way, so I will withdraw any objection.
Okay, so we will take out in line with the recovery plan. Okay, are there any other further changes? Okay, well, hearing none. Let's go to the next item on the agenda, which I have to bring back up. Just a moment. Okay, the next item on the agenda would be approve or reset the meeting schedule. You all, I gather, have in front of you. How was it collected? How was the sort of who can make it when? Who's got that information?
Point of information.
Yeah.
It's not a question of who can make it when. It's a question of what spots are open on the PTX KPFTX calendar for repetitive monthly meetings on a certain day of the week of the month.
Yeah, I get it.
It's not the attendees. It's what openings were there, what parking spaces were available.
Yeah, but given that the parking space is available, it then becomes, I presume there's more than one. What are the choices available for us?
One comment on that. One comment is the likelihood, that the odds favor that there is no date where everybody on this committee will be able to attend easily, depending upon how far out you go. If you just go through Pacifica meetings, that's one issue. If you then extend it beyond that to other activities a person's involved in or other personal business, it just gets higher and higher probability that there will be no date that everybody can attend. that's at least 60% chance that there's no one date that everybody can attend. Well, given that you have, in this committee, 18 people, and all the other committees occupying available dates. So you if you want to spend a lot of time trying to get people to come up with a date that magically we can all attend easily, I'll put money up. It won't happen. It's just against the odds.
What I understood was that you had all agreed that you would try to find the date that the largest number of people who were on the committee could make, that was both available and for which the largest number of people could make. And so what I was asking was, since that poll was apparently taken, what was the result of it? Is the first Wednesday in the month the only month that the only day that sort of fits that? And who actually before that, who has that data? Where did it go back to?
Lawrence.
Good, Lawrence.
I could go back to the meeting that we had last month, and we threw some days around, and it was sort of tentatively agreed to that, you know, we look at the first Wednesday of the month, because there was space on the KPTX website to I guess to post our meeting.
Right,
but you know, I'd like to be more optimistic and say that, you know, I think a month or so here tonight we could, you know, be reasonable and come up with a day, a night and a day. A day, night and a day for the next meeting.
George.
Yeah, Benito, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Lawrence in terms of what happened at the last meeting, and I also believe that if we put our minds to it and a little bit of time, we can reach a time, we can figure out a time and date that everybody, and I mean everybody, can participate. It's just a question of effort. And based on my experience, it is time consuming, no question. Maybe we can try to reach an agreement, a tentative agreement with the people that are here tonight. And whether we do or don't, we said last time, and I think Ken sent out the Pacifica calendar, and everybody can look at that and jot down you know, their times and dates of availability according to what's free on the calendar. Maybe instead of looking at the whole calendar, we just isolate out what's available now, what's still free now, and send that out for people to comment on. And tell folks, if you don't comment on this by the next meeting, we are going to make a decision. You know, just let people know. We will make a final decision next time.
Ken, to the stack.
Say it, Ken.
We already did that. That was the last email. We're in the meeting now. Let's decide.
Could we get what the data is? Can we get... Are there any other days besides the first Wednesday which can't make?
The days that I sent in the email were the days that were available.
And what was the response?
Based on the KPTFX calendar. And it was sent out to everybody. And you have an option. We can play this game with dates, or we can start talking about programming.
Absolutely. Asking you again, did you get them back? Do you know which of those dates the most people can make it?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your question. Nobody responded.
Oh, okay. Okay.
George, Lawrence?
Lawrence, go ahead.
Can we start throwing out some days? Maybe Tuesday?
Point of information.
I'm just saying that, you know, so we could start getting moving forward on this.
Yes. What was your point of information, Afia?
In light of the fact that we went through this process the last on the last call and established the procedure, executed the procedure, and I don't understand why we're going through this again.
That isn't a point of information. A point of information is a question.
That the question is, what is the problem? Why are we having this discussion again?
My understanding was that what was going to happen was people would take a look at that thing and at the available dates, and they would send back to, I presume Ken, to check off which dates that they could make, so that somebody could look at that and say, okay, when can most of us make it, and pick a date on that basis. Now, that hasn't happened. So that's where we're at. One suggestion from Lawrence was, what are the dates which are still available? I presume that's available from Ken's email. Ken, when did you send that? You know what date it was?